To the point that Shal raised, I've completely and absolutely concur that what we are looking at today is a human rights as an endangered species, quite frankly. And that in order to ensure that this wave is reversed, because in securing our human rights, I believe very firmly that we are also having to look at the very survival of our planetary existence. It's not just individual human beings, but in order for us to genuinely be supporters of all human rights, of all peoples at all times, demands us to be accountable to the living welfare of the planet. Because for many, many people around the earth, the planet is sacred. The water, the land, the animals, the plants are sacred. So if we are to be able to affirm the human rights of every and each individual, we are effectively defending and upholding the human rights of all at all times. What we're talking about today is the fact that these human rights are either completely ignored or selectively cherry-picked. We do this. We're good at that. And I'm sorry, but even the UN system is structured in such a way that certain human rights belong to certain agencies, and what agencies will work for is this particular set of human rights, which is slightly bizarre, but that's beside the point. Here's an opportunity where if we are genuinely willing to come together in this moment of crisis, just as I began in the beginning, to say this is a time to look at the whole of society as well as a whole of governance approach. Whole of society means that we must take into account and hold accountable the religious, all the religious leaders, institutions, as well as the political simultaneously. Not just take one religious institution at a time or religious community at a time or one political institution at a time. A whole of society demands also a whole of governance approach, which means that we also hold accountable our intergovernmental entities at the same time as we point fingers to the different political institutions. What we are telling the religious leaders who sit on our World Council or governing board is that, yes, absolutely, we need to hold governments accountable, but as you do so, are we holding ourselves as religious entities and actors accountable simultaneously to what? To the human rights standards. If we didn't have religions, we wouldn't have the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, because the Universal Declaration of Human Rights is actually built on the common standards and the common values to all faith traditions. If we hadn't had one, we wouldn't have had the other. So frankly, we are obligated to include the multi-religious as part of the multi-sectoral in the defense and accountability for all human rights at all times. And this is possible once we start including the religious actors as part of the civil society actors, and indeed as part of the governance equations, which de facto, and in some cases de jure, they already are. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Az.